12th of March 2019, Tuesday in the first week of Lent. Matthew 6:7-15. In your prayers, do not babble as the Gentiles do, for they think that by using many words they will make themselves heard. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. So you should pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be held holy. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven those who are in debt to us. And do not put us to the test, but save us from the evil one. Yes, if you forgive others their failings, your heavenly Father will forgive you yours. But if you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive your failings either. The prayer of the Lord gives us a wonderful intimate relationship to God and is collecting us all as children of our Father. To call God our Father is overcoming a great distance to God and to call us for a relationship of love and truth and trust. Because this prayer from the very first moment gives us a community, a spiritual community between human beings and God. We all are children of a common Father. If we reflect this, we will understand the words in the beginning. There is no need for much words. We have not to convince God about something from us. Not the multitude of words are helping, but the intimate relationship with God and the trust to God our Father. And this is opening us the heart of our Father. Our Father knows what we are in need of, what kind of consolation and all the freedom God gives us with His word. We can overcome this kind to be self-concentrated to the things, to ourselves. We can let it pass and know the Father knows what we are in need for. So instead of this, this prayer is giving us the basic elements of a prayer. It is the prayer. The name of God should be glorified. This is not only a personal level, because God does not want to rule only in the inner room of our soul. Some people might say like this. No, His powerful, loving presence wants to rule all points in love and truth. The commandments of God are very wise, and the basic that each human life can succeed. God gave it us in this way. And to accept this truth and to act according to the truth needs to sanctify the name of the Lord. In a little book of Mater Eugenia, which was the voice of God our Father, there is one part I would like to share. If the whole humanity will call me, God speaks, I will give her the spirit of peace, which will come. And if all nations are doing that, there will be no wars any longer. Because I am a God of peace, and where I am, there is no war. We should let come this word deeply in our soul. There is a way for peace for all nations. It's connected with the knowledge of God and the sanctification of His name. We can see that with the first words of our Father, a great dimension is opened. To accept God as our Father and to confess Him will bring good fruits, because the kingdom of the Lord is going to install. If we give ourselves to our Father and on this way make sanctification to the name of God, and if we publicly confess our Lord, then also the kingdom of God can come openly. And with this will we in service for peace, which only God can give. even if our possibilities to bring the gospel to the people are very limited, each work which is done in God, glorifying his name, is worthful. And with a prayer, we can surround the whole world and bring it to the Lord.
Today we want to listen to Our Father with the words Jesus himself used when he spoke to his disciples in his mother tongue, Aramaic.
Abund bashmayu I can't.